Message 1 was received at 1:40 a.m. today.
Hey, it's Mickey.
It's Mickey Kouse, Slate's political blogger, up late as usual. Mickey's also been thinking about the Social Security problem, and he says Representative McHenry and much of political Washington are avoiding one possible solution to the huge deficits that partial privatization would cause.
There's an alternative that none of these people are considering, which is means testing. Cut the benefits for the rich. Why should affluent Americans get the same benefits as poor Americans? Yes, they paid in, but we now know that they're not getting their money back. They're just getting the payroll taxes of the next generation. Democrats have historically worried that if rich people don't get the same benefits as poor people, the rich people will pull out of the system and political support will evaporate. Well, that might have made sense when the Democrats had a hope of preserving the system as it is. But if the alternative is this huge deficit or a huge payroll tax increase or a massive cut in benefits, then maybe it's time to take a look at a system where the rich don't get the same benefits. That's the system they have in Australia. Works perfectly well there. If we combined a means-tested Social Security program with private accounts, it would be a fantastically progressive compromise. That's probably too progressive a compromise for Republicans. But the odd thing is, it's probably also too progressive a compromise for Democrats. See ya.
Opinion from Slate's Mickey Kouse, who leaves his radio blogs on our voicemail when the late night spirit moves him.